Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If the spirit of a prophet is under the control of the prophet, so if I gave a chance, I could have continued in the prophetic for the whole night. But I stopped there because I wanted to come on the word. Hallelujah. So, okay. Before going into the word, I want to declare some things in this gathering. And I want to declare some things which are supposed to happen as the watchmen of the Lord, so that we may be on guard. One of the things that the Lord revealed to me, and I posted on our ministry. Most of you are not there on that social media on Instagram. I posted those prophecies. I posted the pictures which I saw, and I think I saw those things that the Lord showed me around 2 years back, around a year or a two back. So the dates are there. I don't remember the dates, but it is quite a while. One of the things that I saw, two of the things that I saw was related. I saw the world map, and I saw cracks developing in the world map. Cracks, cracks, cracks. Deep cracks developing in the world map, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me that there will be strong disagreements between the nations of the world. It has started to develop, and we are going towards that age where there will be where the nations will be against the nations. Okay, that's quite so because Jesus told about that, but the messages that I saw, which were hidden, which were a mystery in the scripture that most of the people don't understand, was about this weird thing that we see in the movies about zombies. So let me come to that, because I had been seeing those things from quite a while in my dreams. I had been encountering those beings, those kind of things. So when I saw the cracks developing in the world map, I also saw kind of human robots. They were human beings, but they were behaving like robots. And not one or two, or not thousands of them, multitudes of them were spreading throughout the face of the earth. I saw the world, and I saw that this human robot kind of people spreading throughout the face of the earth. And recently, I saw something. What I saw is what you saw in the movies about the zombies, it will come into reality, because they are in the business of making people a zombie. Now, not the real zombie like The Walking Dead, I don't think so, but I was asking the Lord, because I have been seeing a series of things where I was encountering the zombies. I don't want to take names, but there was a recent scandal of a man of God which already passed away, exposed in Africa. And the scandals that he did were exposed, but yet people are like, he is a great man of God and this and that. But I knew that man of God in the spirit realm. Until I knew him, before that, I used to respect him. But when I encountered him really in the spirit realm, God showed me about him. From that day, I knew who he is. But he passed away and the scandal was exposed. So concerning him, 2, 3 weeks back, I saw a dream. I saw another man of God who is a genuine man of God. I saw him. I saw myself in the first line of defense, defending him with ammunitions in the spirit realm. And I saw his church members. They were ready to fight. And we were in an isolated place. And suddenly I saw multitudes coming to attack him. When the multitudes came to attack him, the church went out to fight. His church went out to fight. But I was in the first line of defense, guarding that man of God. And when the multitudes, I went through the windows and the doors, and I saw who are coming, and I saw zombies coming to attack. And they were way more than the prayer warriors that that man had in his church. But I was standing there. So I said, what is that? What is that? That is one of the things I saw. And then after I saw that dream, I was praying, and I saw an attack launched by the followers of the so-called man of God that people are defending. Those people launched an attack against this man of God and his church. And I asked the Lord, Lord, do you want to tell me that these people who are blindly following a sorcerer, saying he's a man of God, do you want to say that these people are the zombies? Zombie is a person who has died. And if the dead body, that's the movie definition of a zombie, what we see in the movies, okay? They created that character, fictional character. It's a fictional, it's not a reality. It's a fictional character. But it's a person who has died, who has no life in him, and has been used by someone else. It's been used and triggered by someone else, or by some chemical, or by something being triggered. Okay, so I saw that, and I know what I had to pray for that man of God, because in the realm of the spirit, though he's in Africa, but God placed me to defend him as an intercessor, and his family and the church he has. So that's how people get connected in the spirit realm, where when we are intercessors and watchmen, we don't even know someone there. But in the spirit realm, we see that person, and we are assigned a responsibility to pray for that man, to pray for. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, stay with me. Okay, then I saw another dream. What I saw, that I was in I don't know, a classroom environment, and this classroom was above the stairs. It was above the, like a classroom, and I was in that classroom, and people were there, and suddenly the supervisors or the teachers in that place said, you know, you did something, you have to be punished. I said, what I did? Go front there. So when I went to the front, it was like an altar there in the front, which was in darkness. And I was going, arguing with them, why I did not do, why you are sending me there? So when I went there, black color beings of small height till my chest came from the dark place, all from that altar, and they started to run against me. I knew they were attacking me, so I dodged them like this, dodged them in the room. After dodging them, two or three of them, I came down the stairs. I came down the stairs, and when I was coming down the stairs, there were two or three more beings like that coming to attack me. So I dodged them like this. I was escaping them. Suddenly, one of them came close to me, and he scratched on my hand. So there was a cut on my hand. But I was dodging them. And then after a few minutes, 2, 3 minutes, I saw that they disappeared. I said, they disappeared. And then I failed to go back again to that room to see what is happening. I went back again up to the stairs. Now these stairs were like the temple stairs, you know, the stairs, the big stairs of the heathen temple that lead up to a room, a altar, or whatever. So I went up to the stairs again, and I saw people sitting in that room, like on benches, young people, young, not old, young people. The supervisors were quite old, but the people sitting on the benches were young people. So as soon as I entered, I had a look, people sitting there, and again those beings entered in the room. When they entered in the room, we both of us were at the door, and they saw me, and one of them instructed the other one, saying, this man, don't go against him. We tried against him. We are tired now. Let's attack other people. So I saw them going against the other people, and they started to, these spirits came upon them, like on their shoulders, on their head, on their necks. And I don't know what they were doing. After they took hold of people and went, I saw these people turning into those movie zombies. Now, for your information, I never saw any zombie movie, but this is what I saw happening. And then these people who turned, they turned and they looked at me, and they started to come against me like this. And then I started to pray in tongues and point my finger and pray in tongues. So the power of the tongues was stopping them. But I realized in the realm of the spirit, the tongues that I am speaking will not stop them for a long time. So I have to do something. And then I was out of the dream. And these are the things I saw. And when I started asking the Lord, what is happening? What is happening? The Lord told me, listen to me. The Lord told me that the demons and the devil are not able to win war against you in the realms of the spirit. They are getting tired against you and tired against some of the intercessors, the servants I chose. And that's why they are going to shift the war to the realm of the flesh. Since they are not able to attack you in the realm of the spirit, the unseen spirits, they want their poison to manifest in flesh and attack my people through flesh and blood. That means through human beings. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to me. Don't get scared. Let me tell you, don't get scared. You have to face reality. Okay? What am I saying? What am I saying? When we, by prayer, by intercession, we make the, you know, when demons leave you, the demons leave you when they know that no longer you are losing your stamina. They will leave you. That means 10 days they came against you, tried to attack you, but you did not lose stamina. You are still standing there and giving them some kicks and punches, though you got hurt. But you are standing there. You have stamina. And when they see out after a point of 10 days, 20, for in some circumstances, 3 years, we tried to bring him down, but he did not come down. He did not submit to us. He did not give up. So no use attacking this man. They leave you. Ah, hallelujah. Are we understanding that? They will leave you. They will depart from you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil. It does not say rebuke the devil. It says resist. Resistance is a continuous process. And resistance can last for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. Resistance. Hallelujah. Are we understanding that? So when you, demons will flee. Some of them will flee. Not at one rebuke. Some of them will go away only when you tire them off. And since they are not able to fight with you in the realms of the spirit, since they are not able to fight with me in the realms of the spirit, what they will adapt is a realm of the flesh and blood. They will get into people and attack you. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? When they will see you are not stopping prayer, you are tormenting them with your prayer, tormenting them with your prayer. You are devastating the kingdom of darkness. And they are not able to stand against you in the realms of the spirit. You know, what will happen to you? After 10 days, they tried it. On the 11th day, you will see your husband suddenly acting up. Because they came into the realm of flesh and blood. Started to use a person to attack you. Hallelujah. They changed the realm of their battlefield. Hallelujah. People of God, can I have an amen? Are you understanding?
Amen.
Yeah, zombies. Spiritual zombies are real. Spiritual zombies are those who are dead to God. And they can be used by demons. Those are dead to... Hallelujah. Do you know the Lord said to Adam, if you eat of the fruit, you will die. That is dead to God. The person who lost the spirit of God. They can be... They are... That is what I want to speak. These are prophetic utterances. Those kind of people will be heavily used by the devil and deployed under the kingdom of darkness against the children of God. So you have to be very careful. Hallelujah. I am telling you, we can fight demons, spirits, but when the demons deploy flesh and blood, that becomes a difficult conquest. Hallelujah. Some of you know what I'm saying. Some of you know, because you had been fighting for 30 years, 40 years with some people in your own family. The demons are using flesh and blood. 50 years, 60 years, you have been fighting. You don't know what to do. Hallelujah. When it comes to the realm of flesh and blood, you know what comes into the picture? War of the altars. Hallelujah. Because the altars are the one which involves the deployment of spirits to work through men, to work through flesh and blood, to work through human beings. The altar is the one that deploys priests to make the altar find its power. So there comes the war of the altars. There comes the war of the altars. Abraham built an altar unto the Lord. But he did not get got clear instructions in Shechem. He again built an altar unto the Lord, Bethel. He did not wait there. He went to Egypt. And then what started to happen is God started to separate some people out of his life. Lot and his men separated. And then at the altar of Bethel, the voice came clearer. Hallelujah. I'm speaking in mysteries. Those who have that spirit, the spirit of the Lord, will interpret what I'm speaking. Hallelujah. Okay. So these are the announcements in the spirit I wanted to make. These are the announcement in the spirit I wanted to make. And some of them you will see behaving like they are not that person. They are really zombies, because that is the person deployed by darkness to attack you. You may say, my husband is under attack. My child is under attack. They are not under attack. You are under attack. They have been used to attack you. Those who are in this, I'm talking to those who are in the spirit and serving the Lord and are faithful unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Verse number 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Wisdom of God in a mystery. I have taken around three or four episodes in that series explaining what is mystery. There are seven types of mysteries recorded in the Bible. The mysteries are the deep things of God, and there are four deep things of God. So I already took that series long time back, many months back, and you can find that series on the YouTube, on the Spotify. So you can go and refer to that. Wisdom of God in a mystery. That's a deep revelation. So that I've already taken. I'm not going there. What I want to concentrate is on the second part, the hidden wisdom. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. That is how they communicate the mystery of God. They communicate the wisdom of God in a mystery, encapsulated in a mystery. The Apostle Paul is saying, I communicate the mystery of God, the wisdom of God, encapsulated in a mystery. I speak in mystery. Because the speaking of a man of the spirit will be in parables. Everyone will not understand it. The person who has the spirit of the Lord will be able to take it in with understanding. The sower sowed the seed. Some of the seed fell on the wayside. Some of the seed fell among the thorns. So some of the seed that feel that fell there, that they it says they did not had understanding, so they never received that seed. Some of them received it, but the thorns, the cares of the world, the riches of the world choked the growth of the seed. But some of them fell on fertile ground. The fertile ground is the ground that has water, that has the spirit. So since the ground has water, it is fertile. Since the person has the spirit, he received the word, was able to understand it and receive it and keep it for growth until it grows. Hallelujah. When a man starts to speak the direct words of God, everyone can't understand it. The person who has the spirit will interpret it. That's why Jesus spoke in parables. Why? That is how God speaks. He speaks in mysteries. He speaks in words that flesh and blood don't know. He speaks statements that the devil cannot interpret it and come to the right meaning of it. Only those who have the spirit of God can understand it. Okay? Hallelujah. Are we understanding that? So they speak, are we understanding? They speak the wisdom of God, not in plain language. They speak it in a mystery. that to those God has given understanding, they would catch hold of it, and God may know which are the children of heaven, which are his children on the face of the earth. Like Jesus, he asked a question, who understands it? Who knows about this? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? The one who interpreted it from the Spirit of God, Peter, he said, "Yo, you are the one I was searching for." So heaven is searching. Heaven is not searching for every, you know, hallelujah. When I teach, I clear a lot of misunderstanding that goes in the Christian world. Because, oh, you are a drug addict. You are not drug addict. You are chosen by God. Come, 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 come. No. Everyone does not understand. The one who has the Spirit of God catches the mysteries of God and interprets it and brings understanding that makes that person a partaker of the church. That is the altar of living stones. I told you about that. A stone. He said, Peter, you are the stone. You are not Simon, you are Peter. You are means stone. You are not a reed or a weed, wavered, but you are a rock solid stone. And you will be used to build the altar that I have come down from heaven to build on the face of the earth. That is called the church. That is the altar of the living stones where I will place you, Peter, because you started to interpret mysteries. You started to, you have the Spirit of my Father. My Father told it to you, the Holy Spirit. Okay, that is what we speak, the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. That is what we want to look at. What? The hidden wisdom that God ordained. When he ordained, he ordained it before the world began, before the ages. KJV version says, the hidden wisdom that God ordained before this world unto our glory. So there is something ordained by God. There is something ordained by God that is, he ordained that when? Before the world began, before the foundation was laid. And that which he ordained was for what? What is the purpose? For your glory. Okay, everyone say the hidden wisdom of God. The hidden wisdom that God ordained for my glory. Say that. The hidden wisdom that God ordained for your glory. For your glory. So God wants you to live in glory. God does not want you to live in darkness. God does not want you to live in a prison cell. God does not want you to live there in a prison cells. God does not want you to live in chained with shackles and chains. No, that is, God wants you to live in the glory of God, in his, it's in the glory of God. Unto our glory, you will understand. I don't have time to explain what is unto our glory, but you can read the book of Corinthians, I think in 2 Corinthians. It says, when we look to him, we look as if in a mirror and we get transformed from glory to glory. Unto our glory means in the presence of God, in a place of encountering him. So I want to come to the simple explanations and the simple definition of wisdom, of understanding, and of the knowledge of the Lord. What are these things? First of all, what is hidden wisdom? What is the hidden wisdom? Write it down.
Yes.
Hidden wisdom is God's word, bracket, instructions, specific. Hidden wisdom is what? God's word, bracket, instructions to mankind. That is hidden wisdom. Hallelujah. That is how the things of God is. It is simple, but yet it has to be broken into. What is hidden wisdom? God's word, bracket, instructions to the mankind. To the mankind. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Let me take you to Joshua chapter number 7. Let's go. And this scripture I'm using for explaining the hidden wisdom is God's instruction to to mankind. Let's go to Joshua, which one? Chapter number 7. And let us read from Joshua chapter number 7. Verse number, hold on, 10, let's read 10 to 12. Let's read 10 to 12. Okay. So the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up, why do you lie thus on your face?" How many of you have read Joshua chapter number 7? I'm not reading the whole chapter. It starts off with, they conquered, you know what? They destroyed Jericho, right? They destroyed Jericho in chapter number 6. But let's look at chapter number 7, verse number 1. Chapter number 7, verse number 1 first. "But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things, for Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took off the accursed things. So the anger of the Lord burnt against the children of Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven." Okay, hold on. So, there was an instruction of the Lord to Joshua and the people of Israel. Okay, the instruction was completely destroy Jericho. Completely. Except for Rahab and the family. Because of the scarlet cord, because of what they did for the Lord. They believed in the Lord. Okay, any which way, it's not going there. But he said it was an instruction to Joshua and the army of Israel. Completely destroy them. Don't take anything from them. Don't take anything from that stronghold of Jericho, which you are going to destroy. That was the instruction. And that is wisdom. Okay, let me explain you how. Now, Joshua chapter number 7, verse number 1 begins with, "One of the man said, God told, I know, but that Babylonian garment that I saw looks very beautiful. There is a lot of money there. Let me take off it." So, something that God gave, an instruction, he took it casually because he did not understand depth in that instruction. Because, listen to me, God's word or instruction unto mankind are not just mere words or instruction, but those are wisdom revelation that are given to negate the manipulation of the enemy against our journey with the Lord. Let me tell you that. God's command to us for obedience are not just mere instructions. God's command to us for obedience are not just mere instructions, but are revelations and principles given to negate the manipulation of the devil against our journey with God. Okay? Mm-hmm. Stay there. Yeah. So, 90% of Christians, God's word is, if God's word, do not lust with your eyes, otherwise we can lust a little bit, you know, no problem. But they don't know that it's a hidden wisdom given for their own benefit. God constructed his word in such a way that anyone who lives by his words will always be in a place which is higher than that of the devil. Because he constructed the statements that he wants to give you in a way that includes an antidote to the deception of the enemy. Because he already know things that the devil plays, like the landmines. If my child will step in onto that landmine, they will be bursted, they will be killed. So, considering what the devil has already planned, he constructs his word. And that is the hidden wisdom. And if anyone walks in that wisdom, anyone who walks in that wisdom, walks in power and authority, walks in a realm where the devil cannot do nothing to that person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we are considering, Bible, let's read the Bible 7 o'clock for 15 minutes. and let me go to work, let me go on a Sunday to the church and listen to the pastor, let me come back. That is the treatment we give to this word, but that is not the treatment we are supposed to give to the word, because this word is a hidden wisdom that was ordained before the foundation of the world was laid, so that mankind can live in a realm of glory. That is what it is. Hallelujah. Okay, let me come back to Joshua chapter number 7. Joshua chapter number 7. We saw verse number 1, what he did. One of the person from the tribe of Judah, Achan, took the accursed things of that city of Jericho. Then it says, then you can read ahead. It says, they went into Ai and they were chased by the men of Ai, and Joshua started to cry, "Oh Lord my God, why did you brought us out of Egypt to this place? For us to be defeated, for us to be killed by the people who are against us." And what did God say in verse number 10? He said, "So the Lord said to Joshua, get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of the accursed things, and have both stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their back before their enemies." So God did not do it. God did not. It is not God's will for them to be defeated before I. But because they did not walk in the wisdom of God, they became a victim to the devil. Do you know you are more than a conqueror? And that is true. Do you know you are supposed to live an undefeated life? And that is true. But why we get defeated? Because there are parts of our life, there are areas of our life where we do not walk in the hidden wisdom that was given to us. What is hidden wisdom? God's instruction to mankind is the hidden wisdom. When he gives an instruction, that instruction is given to us taking into consideration what the devil can do to us if we don't have that wisdom. Hallelujah. Now Joshua, we think that the more tears we shed before God, he will hear us. It is not truth with God and in the realms of the spirit. That is not the truth. Yeah, you know, Christians think so. So when I go for the meetings, someone taught them, cry before God, beg before God, and he will hear you. He is a God who will never hear you, because he is a God who is not moved by tears. He is a God that operates in the hidden wisdom. So Joshua, listen to me. Joshua was crying. God, why did you defeat us? God, why did you do that for us? And you know what God told him? Why are you crying? Get up from that place. Stop crying. I am not moved by your crying. Look into the realm of the spirit and see what was the alteration of the law that I gave you, that man, that was done. And because of the alteration of the law, you became a victim to the enemy. Look at that. Stop crying. Long before I start to pray like that, long time ago, when I started to know God, I know those crying and Lord, I have been poor. Lord, from the time I came to you, I did not get anything. No one gave me anything. No one favored me. God is not, don't take God on a guilt trip. He will not hear you. He will not hear you. Your tears will not move him. I'm telling you the truth. Your tears will never move him. He's not an emotional God. When you know him, you will know him. He's a God that operates at principles, at revelations, at wisdom. How much ever tears you want to shed, Joshua, you can shed it. But until you make a correction of the manipulation that was brought by the alteration of my instruction, until the correction is made, you will not move ahead. And the thing is, it was not orchestrated by God. The thing that was orchestrated by God is for them to move on and conquer nations. But there was an alteration of the wisdom, of the instruction given to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You think God told you, do not go into that place. You think it's just a word. I can obey it, but even if I don't obey it, nothing will happen. But you don't know how much content was taken into consideration before God gave you that word. God told Adam, you can eat of every tree, enjoy yourself, have a party. You don't have to work much in the Garden of Eden, but don't eat of that tree. Because that command, when it came to Adam, many things were taken into consideration. And then it was given to Adam. But wisdom is something that needs to be understood, that needs to be opened up, that needs to be unveiled. Hallelujah. People don't obey God's word because they don't understand wisdom. Now, what is the definition of the knowledge of God? What is the definition of the knowledge of God? What does the Bible say in Hosea? It says, my people will perish because of lack of what? Knowledge. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of knowledge. Of the knowledge of God. What is knowledge? Knowledge of God is the understanding of the wisdom of God. Write it down. Hallelujah. Knowledge of God is what? Is the understanding of the wisdom of God. These are different things, people of God. These are different things. Wisdom is something. Understanding is a different thing. Knowledge of God is a different thing altogether. Are you understanding now, step by step? Wisdom of God is the instruction, is the commands to us. Okay? Is the command given to us. God told me, you are conquering that land. Don't take anything from that land. Destroy everything completely. So that's God's instruction, is the wisdom to me. But I will take it seriously when I know the depth of the instruction. Understanding of the wisdom is the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Hallelujah. And how does the knowledge of God comes? When you have the fear of the Lord. Write it down. The knowledge of God, that means the interpretation of wisdom, comes by the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the knowledge of God, by the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay. So he said to Joshua, why do you lie there on your face? Don't do all those things. Don't cry before me. Don't do all those things. I don't like it. What you want have to do is go and see. My wisdom was left by some of them. My instruction was not obeyed. So go and find out and correct that manipulation. And that is why, because someone took of the accursed thing. Now he who has the fear of God will interpret the instruction of God, that is the wisdom of God. What was the instruction or the wisdom of God concerning Jericho? That do not take of the accursed thing and destroy it completely. How many of you were there when I think last week or a week before when I taught about the altars? How many of you are there when I taught about the church, which is a altar of living stones? And I told you, as soon as Joshua and the army stepped into Gilgal, in other words, crossed over the Jordan, they were instructed to construct an altar of 12 stones. And then, after they constructed an altar of 12 stones, what they were instructed was, you consecrate everyone, that means circumcise everyone, unto the service of the altar you constructed. Are we together? And when they were consecrated unto the service of the altar, after that, an angel came down from heaven. And Joshua, who are you? Are you for us? Are you for them? He said, no, I am not for you. I am not for them. I am from the Lord's army. And you talk a lot. Listen to me what I am saying. In other words, I have come because an altar unto heaven was built here. So I have come here to help you. Because Jericho's cannot be destroyed by physical army strength. or by your knowledge or by your intelligence. Jerichos can only be destroyed by the intervention of heaven on earth. And that is what altars do. That is what altars do. So the angel came and said, I am sent. Because an altar was made to attract the power of heaven down to earth. That's why he came there. And when he came there, he said, I want to give you a strategy which Jericho, which Egypt, or any other Canaanite country or nation does it. I give you a strategy of war from heaven. Go round Jericho 7 days. On the seventh day, go for 6 rounds. On the seventh round, blow the trumpet, shout, and the walls of Jericho will fall down. So it was a strategy from heaven, that a mystery that the altar brought in through the angel to Joshua. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? What did I told you? If you are partaking of the altar of God, you cannot partake of the altar anywhere else, any other altar. And that's why God told them, when you destroy Jericho, destroy it completely, because it's a nation that is demonic. The walls that broke down are demonic walls that were a fortification to the Jericho city. And hallelujah. If Jericho was a city that was in its place, not because of the wall, but because of a demonic altar. Oh my God. And that is why even for Rahab to be rescued from Jericho, the blood was used, the scarlet cord was used for her to be saved from Jericho. So whenever the blood is used, there is the intervention of altars. Oh God, listen to me. There is the intervention. That's why the blood was used to save Rahab from Jericho. Because Jericho is a city. Otherwise, if Jericho was a normal city built on the strength of civil engineering, a civil engineering tactics or strategy could have destroyed the walls. But a civil engineering strategy or the knowledge of engineering could not destroy the wall. It needed the knowledge from above to destroy Jericho. Why? Because Jericho was a city whose foundation was laid by the power of a demonic altar. And when Jericho was destroyed, God said, Joshua said, that anyone who raises up to rebuild the city has to rebuild the city at the cost of his firstborn's blood. Are you listening to me? Has to rebuild the city at the cost of its firstborn blood. That means Jericho, the city of Jericho, was the construction, was the superstructure from the power of a demonic altar. Now that is, now do you know why God instructed not to take off the accursed objects of Jericho? Because it belonged to the altar of those, of the demonic. And if anything of that altar comes in the camp of this altar, there will be a manipulation. So that is the wisdom of God hidden in the simple instruction that God gave to Israel. That is the depth of God's wisdom in that simple instruction to mankind. Hallelujah. So do you now understand the definition of hidden wisdom? Hidden wisdom is what? God's word bracket instruction to mankind. That's his hidden wisdom. And if you can see the picture behind that simple instruction that God gave you, you have the fear of the Lord. That's why you are able to inherit the depth of the instruction. Hallelujah. People of God, are you with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So, every simple statement that God makes to you has a depth inside of it. Is very deep. It has come after considering many things. And then God constructed that statement and gave it to you. Now, if you simply obey that simple statement, you will move ahead in your journey with God. Because you, by obeying that statement, you are walking in God's hidden wisdom that he ordained before the world was laid unto your glory. Are you coming to the understanding of what Paul is writing there? Hallelujah. Thank God for the life of this apostle Paul, whom God used to write scripture. He had such a great authoritative teaching of mystery. Hallelujah. Are we understanding now? So that is the meaning. God's hidden wisdom that God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now, do you understand? Unto our glory, for us to walk in his glory, so that we can live in a realm that is above the realm of the devil, above the manipulation of the enemy. So whenever God gives you any word, if we don't have the fear of God and the spirit of God, we take the word. God said, don't, Raul, don't go there. He said, you know what? After 5 days, I can go there. It was a simple instruction. If I disobey, nothing will happen. No, but there was many things taken into consideration. If God told me, don't eat with them. If God told me, don't sit with them. People don't take that statement as a serious statement because they lack the knowledge. And why they lack the knowledge? Because they do not interpret the hidden wisdom in the simple instruction that the Lord has given them. Are we understanding that? Hallelujah. Amen. If you have knowledge of the Lord, which comes by the fear of the Lord, every word of the Bible, you will take it seriously, because you will interpret the utterances of God, the picture which is taken into consideration, why God is telling them. Even only if Adam would have known the revelation of God's word, when God was telling him, don't eat of that tree. If you eat of that tree, you will die. Only if Adam would have known the hidden wisdom of God in his speakings to him, in his instruction to him, and only if he would have interpreted as a good teacher and as the pastor to his family, to his wife Eve, they would not have fallen from the glory of God into the deception of the serpent. Only if they would have known the things that were taken into consideration before God, they gave them some instructions. Don't eat of the fruit of the tree, of the knowledge of good and evil. The day you will eat of it, you will die. So, hallelujah, listen to me. When God gives you instruction, he will not convince you. He will give one statement to you. Don't go there. Don't do this. He will not explain, you know what, I am telling you. Listen, I told you don't do that. Don't get offended, Raul, okay? I am telling you because I want you to be safe from the devil. Because you know what, the devil is going. God will never give you explanations. The part of explanations lies with the spirit that is the teacher. And the teacher's teaching content can be accessed when you fear God. Hallelujah. When you fear God, his teaching content can be accessed and the teacher will start to teach you. This is what will happen if you don't. This is what, hallelujah. This is the revelation behind it. This is what the devil can do. The teacher will give you access to the knowledge, that is the interpretation of the wisdom. The teacher will give you access when you have the fear of the Lord. Okay, now let me read to you the book of Proverbs. Pay careful attention. Now, after hearing what I said to you, when I read to you the book of Proverbs, you will understand the book of Proverbs now. Because the book of Proverbs revolves around wisdom, understanding, knowledge, fear of the Lord. The first four chapters mentions about those things. Hallelujah. Are you understanding until now? Okay. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Proverbs. Proverbs. Chapter number one. Let's start off from chapter number one. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom. You see that, what I'm telling you and teaching you? What is wisdom? Instruction is wisdom. God's instruction. To receive the instruction of wisdom, that is the understanding of wisdom. Justice, judgment, and equity. To give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. You don't need to grow your hair till it's gray to understand these things. A young man can understand it. Okay? Even the young can understand it. Okay, hallelujah. Listen. To give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning. And a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma. Remember enigma? Daniel could explain enigmas. Daniel could explain proverbs. The handwriting that came on the wall, he could explain it. Because he was having the wisdom of God, the fear of the Lord. Remember the seven spirit, sevenfold spirit, that the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah chapter number 11. Wisdom and understanding, counsel and might is the application of the given wisdom. Knowledge and of the fear of the Lord is the recipe for the understanding of the hidden wisdom. Sevenfold spirit, that is what the Holy Spirit is about. Hallelujah. And I believe I taught you about how the Holy Spirit operates. I interpreted from that scripture what the Holy Spirit does to the world. It convicts the world of sin, righteousness, judgment. Those are the three levels. Wisdom, understanding is about sin. Counsel and might is about righteousness. Knowledge and of the fear of the Lord is about judgment. I'm not going into that. Hallelujah. Not going into that. But these men of God who are writing, who wrote it, are speaking from the utterance of the same spirit. Okay? Verse number 5. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and the riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of the knowledge. Of knowledge. And fools despise wisdom and what? Instruction. So the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That understanding will come upon you when you have the what? Fear of the Lord. Turn with me, before we go ahead in Proverbs, turn with me to Psalm 25. Psalm chapter number 25, verse number 12, 13, 14 and 15, 12 to 15. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. Hallelujah. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Those are the benefits of wisdom. I will come to that. They shall inherit the earth. There are the benefits of wisdom given in Proverbs. If you walk in this hidden wisdom, in the knowledge of God, that is happening because you fear the Lord. There are benefits that no bank of the world can give you. High benefits. No government can give you. Even if you become the president of a nation, the nation will not give you those benefits and those perks that wisdom can give you. Those kind of perks and benefits. Hallelujah. And it's a guarantee when you walk in hidden wisdom. Because when you walk in the hidden wisdom, you are walking in something which was ordained for your glory. And that glory will bring you the benefits. Hallelujah. Listen to me. So that is the fear of God. The one who walks in the fear of God has the secrets of the Lord, that is, understands the wisdom of God. What does now, coming to what does wisdom do to you? God's hidden wisdom, when you understand it and walk in it, what are the instructions? You will ask, what are the basic instructions which wisdom will give me? And you will be amazed when you see the basic instructions, because no one thought about it. Okay? Proverbs, the first instruction is, the first way that wisdom will show you is, write it down. Proverbs chapter number 2, verse number 10 to 15. That is the scripture we will look at. Proverbs 2, 10 to 15. And what is the wisdom? What is the instruction it is giving you there? The first instruction that wisdom will give you. It will give you discretion to be separate from evil, perverse, and wicked generation. It will give you discretion to what? To separate from evil, perverse, and wicked generation. That is the first step that wisdom will ask you to climb. Are you hearing me, people of God? What I'm speaking is very, very deep. Listen to me.
Amen.
And unknown to men. God's wisdom, when you want to inherit it, understand it, the first step on the ladder, the first step that the wisdom wants you to climb, step on is separation. What fellowship that does Christ has with Belial? What fellowship does light has with darkness? And the altar of God has with the altar of demons? Or an unbeliever has with a believer? And says the Lord, come ye out of those people. Separate yourself. Then I will be your God and you will be my people. That is the first instruction that wisdom gives. Listen to me. Psalm chapter number 1 verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. So he does not, the Bible does not say he just goes and reads the law of the Lord. It says first he discretes a place to be separated, and then he dives into the word of God. So wisdom of God, the first step that the wisdom of God asks someone to take is discretion of separation from perverse generation. That's there in Proverbs chapter number 2, verse number 10. Listen to me. I am talking scripture. It's when you read the scripture, you will say, oh, this man is exactly speaking what is there in the scripture. And that is there in Proverbs chapter number 2, verse number 10. When wisdom enters your heart, what happens? Let's see that. First thing. When wisdom what? Enters your heart. And knowledge is pleasant to your soul. That means you started to inherit wisdom and understand the wisdom, the knowledge of God. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you. To do what? To deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the way of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths. Stop there. That is the first instruction. That is the first. Do you see that? I'm talking from the Bible, okay? I did not make the points by my own wisdom. I made the point from the wisdom that he gives. The first step, when you inherit wisdom, the first step, wisdom of God will ask you to climb is separate yourself from perverse men, those who have left the path of righteousness. Brother, he is a believer, he is a brother in the church, he plays the guitar, but yet he goes and sleeps around with women. Why you are standing with him? Why you fellowship with him? Why do you eat with him? Be ye separate from even a brother who calls himself a brother in Christ, but yet follows the perverseness of the world and is into adultery, is into fornication, is into alcohol drinking. Be ye separate from those people. Ah. No, I know no one would have ever imagined that wisdom will ask you to climb this first step. Many of us here are thinking wisdom will ask us to go and fast for 21 days first. No. When wisdom enters your heart, it gives you discretion that will preserve you. What discretion? What understanding? To deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things. Do you know what was the first sermon of the New Testament church? Do you remember what was the first sermon of the New Testament church? Acts chapter number 2. The first sermon was preached by Pastor Peter. Okay? That rock Jesus chose. He got the privilege of preaching the first sermon in the church. And the title of the sermon was in Acts chapter number 2. Acts chapter number 2. Where is that? Verse number 40. Verse number 40. First of all, he introduced Jesus. Okay. You can read it afterwards. He introduced Jesus and who Jesus is, how he is the Messiah from the Old Testament, and what they should do. And the beginning of the title of the first sermon, verse number 40. And with many words, he testified and exhorted them. After they were saved, understanding salvation, this is the first sermon. With many words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Or in other words, be separate from this perverse generation. So, do you understand what wisdom says? What is the first thing wisdom will say? What is the first step wisdom will ask you to climb? Ask you to climb. It's not to go on a 40-day fast or a 20. Keep all those things aside. The first thing it will say to you, separate yourself. Separate yourself. You know, the first step of wisdom revolves around the revelation of altars. Because until and unless you, even when you are eating at the table with someone who is not of God, who is a perverse man, your own sanctity is affected. Do you know that? Oh God, I will preach and teach what God tells me to say. Because I know these, what will we do in the world? Some people, some believers, they will shut off they will go off when I start to speak these things. But I am telling you, these are the things that God is instructing his church to do. Because God wants his people to inherit his wisdom. And because we are in the days of we are not in the days of building big ministries and mega churches. We are in the days of building altars of consecration. And I am in the days where I have to build up lives that are consecrated unto the Lord completely. For the genuine power and the wisdom of God to manifest through these people. Hallelujah. Be ye separate. Let me give you verses that the church has ignored big time. That the church no longer preaches about it. And even if by accident they come across that scripture when they are teaching, they will just read it out and skip it very quickly. They will not talk about it. Hallelujah. Let me take you to another scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. Verse number 9. I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people. Yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the covetous or extortioners or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. Listen. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous or an idolater or a reviler or a drunkard or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. That is what I was telling you. Hallelujah. Can I have an amen? For what?
Amen.
For what have I to do with? For what have I? For what have I to do with judging those also who are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from yourself the evil person. So you go in a church. And in the church, you know a lady. You know a lady is sleeping with a man who is not her husband. And still she says, hallelujah, in the church. And still she worships in the church. You know that lady. And you know that when you sit with that lady, what she speaks from her mouth is perverse thing. But still she is your best friend. You go and cook with her. You go and go in the garden with her. You have not even taken the first step to wisdom. Separate yourself from such a one who calls herself sister, but is an idolater, is a reviler. Ah, hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. Doesn't it seems Amen. That we are coming to this scripture for the first time, reading it for the first time? Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to me. Let me give you another verse. There are some points when the Holy Spirit asked me to stress, so I stress on those topics. He asked me to stay on those topics for quite a long time, so I go ahead with those topics, because that is the nerve where the Holy Spirit wants to press upon in the church of God. Hallelujah. Let me give you another scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 13. Verse number 13. Now in return for the same I speak as to children, you also be open. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said. What God has said? I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, for that to happen, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. A direct instruction. Be separate from them. Come out from among them and separate yourself. Do not touch what is unclean, because I chose you to be a consecrated priest unto my altar. So don't pollute your sanctity. That is the first step of wisdom. Proverbs chapter number 2, what I read to you, verse number 10 to 15. Are we understanding that? That's why Psalm chapter number 1, verse 1 does not start with blessed is the man who meditates on the law of God. It starts off with blessed is the man first of all who does not stand in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinners. Do you know how many people I separated? I stopped going to preach on their pulpit because they were polluted. I no longer gone, went there. And then in one of my dreams, God showed me a dream. And there were two mountains in the dream. One of the mountain I started to climb. There was gossip. There was backbiting. Some of them were gossiping against me. I said, why? What is this happening? And there was a mountain that was empty. And then God explained to me. He said, this is the mountain of ministry. I did not choose you to climb this mountain of ministry to be at the top of the ministry. That mountain you see, the mountain of my presence. You are supposed to climb that mountain. And then he gave me instructions not to go on any platform. Because he said, the platform that I'm building through your life is a platform where I can come and where my glory shall flow. So he started to separate me. Hallelujah. And that's why, people of God, you might think, what is this guy? What is he doing? He's coming and teaching the word on Zoom. He's not into active things that many people are doing, going around the world. It's wisdom of God that I'm in operating in. That's why you don't see me here and there moving around in other churches and on other platforms. Because I am building something in secret that will last long, and its season will come. And people will know that day what did the Lord build here. Hallelujah. It's through the wisdom. It's a consecrated place where the feet of the Lord will dwell. The Lord, the day the temple was corrupted during the times of Ezekiel, and people started to offer sacrifices to Satan in the underground chambers of the temple of Jehovah God. God showed it to Ezekiel, and Ezekiel saw that the throne of God is leaving the temple on the four living creatures that are the cherubims. It's leaving the temple. So God does not dwells on a platform that is unclean. God does not dwell among a people that are unclean, that mix up with the world. God does not. It says in the Bible, these are the days where he wants to consecrate his altar. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Let's go back to Proverbs chapter number 2. Proverbs chapter number 2. Where we were? Yeah, we ended on verse 15. So when wisdom enters your heart, it gives you discretion to separate yourself. Okay? It delivers you from the way of the evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the path of uprightness. That means once they were upright, they followed the word, but no longer they are following the word of God. They are no longer upright. They are those who are walking in darkness. Now the second instruction, the second step that it wants you to climb is Proverbs chapter number 2, the same chapter, the next verses 16 to 19. Proverbs chapter number 2, 16 to what? 19. And what is the second step he wants you to climb? The wisdom wants, she wants you to climb. It is discretion to stay away from immorality and flattering. Discretion to stay away from immorality and flattering. Verse number 16 to 19. To deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the dead. None of who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. After perverseness comes to mingle with you, immorality will come to hunt for you. Immorality. You know, the biggest transactions of the demonics is immoral sexual relationships. The biggest transaction of the demonics is through immoral sexual relationship, because that spirit is so strong. There are special instructions given by the wisdom, given through the wisdom of God. And the instruction when it comes to immorality, sexual immorality, the instruction is not to separate. The instruction is flee away. Flee. Flee away. Flee. Not to separate. Separate is just to separate. I walk away. But when it comes to the immorality, it is flee away what Joseph did. Joseph, even though he was going through twists and turns in his life, he knew how to keep his life and altar sanctified. That's why when Potiphar's wife came and she seduced Joseph, a young man was seduced. Many days, and the day came when she was trying to grab a hold of Joseph, but the Bible says he flee away. Because if you try to stay for 1 minute with this spirit of immorality, you will find yourself performing the things that God did not wanted you to perform. It's so strong. It's so strong. Hallelujah. Even with your eyes. If you don't switch off the television and watch it for 30 seconds, that 30 seconds can do much damage to your mind. It can imprint a picture on your mind that will stay for 10 days and torment you. Immorality. Am I speaking to someone here? Hallelujah. Amen. If you did not flee away and stayed there for 30 seconds, that 30 seconds will imprint a picture on your mind that will torment you for the next 10 days. And when you try to flee away physically, it will come to you in the dreams and try to show you things that you are doing and imprint images in your conscience that when with which you get up. And when you get up with those images, it will torment you, it will attack you for the next 15 days. That is immorality. That is, oh, hallelujah. That is the seductress woman who chose to detach herself from God, rebel against God, and start serving the devil. Hallelujah. Start serving the devil. Start serving the devil. I have read, I have seen and observed and tried to see what has been the downfall in the lives of Christian individuals. Where did they fall? And most of the time, I saw them falling at the age of 21. I saw them falling at the age of 23. I saw them falling at the age of 22 because of immorality. When they fell, they never got up from there. Immorality struck them down there and they never, hallelujah. The second instruction, the second step that wisdom is telling you to take, hallelujah, only the power of the Spirit can give you the power to stay away from immorality. Otherwise, it's so strong that even if you decide, I don't want, but still you go and people, I saw people, demons, who are you? I am the demon of pornography. Get out. And it goes out. And the next day they go and again switch on the TV to see pornography. But brother, the demon of pornography went off. How they are still watching pornography? The remedy to get rid of sexual immorality is not cast out the demon of pornography. Is to flee. Take your clothes. Take everything you have. Get out. Flee. Hallelujah. Men of God majorly have been victim. Men of God preaching powerfully, healing people in the church, and they don't even know two or three witches from the marine kingdom were sent in their church. They are sitting there and they come to the man of God after the pray for me, man of God. I have pain here, pain there. And when they are laying hands, the man of God, they are releasing the seducing spirit to the man of God. And then they're slowly, man of God, can I meet you? I have encountered ladies like that. And I blocked them on my phone. Can you meet me? She insisted on meeting. Can you meet me or meet me there? And then I came to know. For 3 months, 4 months, she continually messaged me, can I meet you? And then I blocked her. Hallelujah. So men of God, don't discern that people are sent from the marine kingdom. You will not even know the way they speak that they are not Christians. They are acting Christians. You will not even know. And slowly they will build up. Men of God, there is still areas of breakthrough. I have this also. Can you meet me in the coffee shop? Can you meet me there? And it will, that is what the woman did with Joseph. Time and again, she would come to her with seducing spirits, with seducing arrows. And if you do not block that woman, if you don't flee away, and you go, no, I will not do anything. I am a man of God. Slowly, because you are not fleeing, the spirits are so strong. And every spirit, the spirits of sexual immorality come from the marine kingdom. I know that. So I am not going into that. Okay? I know that. Come from the marine kingdom. Hallelujah. You don't even know the person next to you. He has slept with you, with the husband, and you don't even know. They do it in secret. Everything God knows. I went into a church. The pastor called me. I was going to leave for home, but pastor, please come to our church. Please come. He did not know it was a danger that he was inviting me. He did not know me. Who am I? So he was invited. Please come, pastor. And I went there to his house. He treated me very well and all those things. And I said, I will leave. No, do a small meeting. I said, okay, since you insist. So he brought the people, he brought the leaders. When I started to pray, immorality started to expose in one of the husband and wife. And I said, this is the problem. And the man started to look at the senior pastor because they knew about the scandal. Hallelujah. I saw them. I knew what is cooking up in the church. And the pastor, after I prayed, oh God, he never called me back. because he thought I'm coming there, people will receive healing as normally it happens in India, you know. People are invited to bring healing, this breakthrough, and all those things. But I went there and I exposed a scandal. Before the sky, they started to look at each other. The man I was talking to in the prophetic, and he looked at the pastor. The pastor like this, like this, like this. So I knew there is something cooking up. So the pastor said, "Have lunch, pastor. I will leave you to the bus stop, to the railway station. Come, come, come." And he knew he invited a true servant of God. He invited fire in his church. So he did not keep me there for long. He told, "Go, go, go." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Nathan the prophet exposed the sexual scandal that David was doing. He came, and you know that. Hallelujah. A true prophet of God will expose sexual scandals. Christians are not liking it nowadays when men of God are getting exposed in their sexual scandals. They are saying, "No, this man is a true man of God. How can you tell about this man and this and that?" That is going to happen, whatever you try to do. Those zombies in the Christendom who are programmed by sorcerers, who support sexual immorality. One of the man of God, famous man of God, he was saying that, "Dare if anyone from the church exposes my weakness. If you come to my office to complain what I did, I will beat you up in my office and throw you out." That is how he's speaking. Yeah, it's a cult that these men are building. So even if you see, even if I sleep with you, you have to keep your mouth shut. If you open your mouth, you are speaking against the Anointed One. And you know what that man said? That man said, "I am a principality. I authority myself in the spirit. Don't speak to about me." Dangerous things happening in the church. Why? Immorality. Immorality. These are men who slept with women and who come on the pulpit and show kind of powers. I am not impressed. You know, millions of them are following them on social media. They are all deceived. The deception is big. I'm telling you, if you try to speak the truth, you will be an odd man out in the multitudes of deceptive people. You will be odd man out. You will be attacked. You will be attacked if you speak the truth. That is the days. But truth shall prevail and Babylon shall fall in Jesus' name, because the wisdom of God will manifest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? The second step wisdom is asking you to climb is to flee from immorality. Keep yourself pure. Keep yourself pure. Keep your body pure. Hallelujah. Flee. Oh God. Hallelujah. The apostolic foundations were forgotten, are forgotten in the church. People who call themselves apostles no longer teach about sanctity. Hallelujah. Okay. Anyway, no, let me. I have a lot. I have a lot, and my time is up. Hallelujah. Let me go on the third point, and I will continue on Sunday night. The benefits of wisdom, and I may cover it. I don't know how it will go, and then I will come to word encounters. I will come to word encounters because that is the thing when we were worshiping, God spoke to me to speak. So I will come on word encounters. So let's go to the third point of wisdom. Proverbs chapter number 2. The next verses, verse number 20 to 22. "So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it." Okay, this is the reason why wisdom asks you to climb the first and the second step. Why? So that God can establish you when you are separated. Hallelujah. If the wheat and the tares are together and the fire is supposed to come, okay, and destroy the tares, it will not only destroy the tares, it will also destroy the wheat. So the fire of God only to destroy the tares. Tares have to be separated from the wheat. And who separates it? The word of the Lord. makes the wisdom of God, makes a discretion of who are his and who are not his. I knew in my ministry, when I will speak, what I speak, God told me, your word will be the sword that will make a separation. People will come, people will leave, but those will remain on which, who I will establish in the land of the living, who are blameless before me. Because those I will separate through the sword of my word. I will separate them for the fire. That is what it is saying here. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted. But the upright will dwell in the world, in the land. It will dwell in the land. Hallelujah. So hallelujah. Are we understanding Proverbs chapter number 2? That is what Proverbs chapter number 2. Let me summarize. I told you, Apostle Paul says, the hidden wisdom that God ordained before the world unto our glory. The meaning of hidden wisdom is God's instruction to mankind. Now, wisdom cannot be accessed just like that. It needs understanding. And understanding of the wisdom is the knowledge of God. And that knowledge of God comes to the one who fears the Lord. What is the song that Portia sung? God, you are so good to me, I will never let you down. That is a statement of the spirit of the fear of the Lord. That Lord, let not my actions let you down. Let not anything that I do hurt you. That is the fear of the Lord. Okay, those who walk in that fear, they are the one have the access to the understanding of the hidden wisdom, that is the knowledge of God. And the Bible says, my people perish not because of lack of wisdom, because of lack of knowledge. That means they don't interpret the instructions that are given to them because they don't have the fear of God. So I interpreted those things, and then I told you what wisdom does when it enters you. The three things. Hallelujah. And then I also explained Joshua chapter number 7, how God considers so many things before he makes a statement or gives an instruction to you. And all those things revolve around the revelation that I had been teaching here about the altars, about the war of the altars, about the sanctity of the altars, and so on and so forth. And I told you in the beginning that when it comes to flesh and blood, because I remember what I told you. I told you the devil is shifting the battleground to flesh and blood. And when it comes to flesh and blood, he using people, so-called zombies that I saw in the spirit, using people against you. You have to understand altars, because altars are the one, because it has been difficult for so many people. They have been fighting with people in their family, oh God, for 20, 30 years. You have to understand the altar thing. All right. So next coming Sunday, we will continue on the benefits of wisdom and the word encounters. Let's see how it goes. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you. We want to give you the praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. Be lifted high. Be magnified, Lord. Lord, grant us understanding for the hidden wisdom which is ordained for our glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, and every powers of darkness that stand against the word and against the altar that we are building unto you, are the altars that are fighting from elsewhere, demonic powers, Lord, in the lives of individuals that don't allow them to come, to don't allow them to hear the words which will transform them. I break those powers over their lives in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. You have chosen your remnant and help them, oh Lord, to come and be grounded and rooted in your word, to hear your word, oh Lord, and to obey it, Lord. Oh Lord, he who obeys, Lord, your instruction walks in that hidden wisdom which is ordained for their glory, for my glory. Hallelujah. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to work in the lives of your people. Even the coming meetings tomorrow is the prayer meeting and Sunday night, Lord. I pray that you will empower your people. Bring them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says, do not forsake the gathering of the brethren. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. Even as they come, that they will be equipped, transformed, Lord. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, that holds will be broken upon their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. I give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask this prayer. Amen. Let's shout amen.